him and live before him in a sanctified way. Sanctification is so important to God. And listen to this. One of the things that I love about the sanctifying ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the fact that he is daily, consistently, and constantly working on us. Sanctifying us. And he sanctifies us through his word. John 17:17 tells us this. Listen. When we live a sanctified life, we begin to show forth the goodness of God in ways we have no idea of. Let me throw this out so that you understand what I'm talking about. People you don't even see sees you. People you think aren't paying attention to you are paying close attention to you. People you think don't even care about you, don't care what happens to you, have got their eyes locked on you. And so what you miss many times is, whether it's behind closed doors or whether it's out in the public or whether it's in some other atmosphere or some other arena, down some other avenue, somebody is watching you. And when they watch you, listen, as a child of God, they make a determination whether or not you are who you say you are, or whether or not you are who God says you are. And some folk don't profess to be Christians even though they've got a name on church rolls. Matter of fact, they don't confess it because they don't possess it. And so they don't possess it. At least they're not hypocritical enough to profess it. So, didn't I see you in church? Yeah, you saw me in church. Didn't I see you last night at such? Yeah, you saw me last night at so-and-so. Like what? What you were doing there? And then they'll go a step further, and you sing in the choir. You on the deacon board. You on the deaconess board. You in the ministerial staff. You are usher. You this, that, and the other. And conviction comes there, too, because I got news. While folk are watching you, you are watching them also sometimes. And you see many times what you want to be, and you see many times what you don't want to be. And so when we begin to understand the purpose of our deliverances is so that men, women, girls, boys who knew us when we were at our worst can now see us at our best, can see and certify the change that's been wrought in our lives, to know that they knew us when we were out in the world and unchanged, untransformed, who can speak for themselves that this man, this woman, this girl, this boy has been changed. Something's different about him. And when you know that, you're walking first to please God. And when his delight is in your walk, he will bless your life like you couldn't believe.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. God provides. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? Things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
is over. I can see how I truly been blessed because of the love that you've shown me. No, I can't say I've done everything the way that I should have. It's because of your grace you made it all worth my good. Of how you love me, I think of how you care. You never leave me lonely. You've always been there. When I think of what you've done for me, what you've done for me.
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
Cause Lord, you take my breath away.
My victory was won. Lord,